I'm honest, I make mistakes, I'd be the second to admit it. Thanks, Drake. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles. Welcome to episode 31 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am Pete, and sitting alongside me as always is my beautiful wife, Gretchen. And we're a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. And the quote is back by popular demand.
Yes, I told you people would notice.
Well, the music's not going to be back yet because that takes editing.
Yeah.
And I haven't had the time or the wherewithal to go figure that out. Although, we had a lot of feedback on the last episode. And well, most people saying how much they still enjoy you and, you know, you carry the show, which, you know, true. But a lot of people also reaching out to offer to help with editing, and that is super appreciated.
That's cool.
It is. It's very cool. So at some point soon, I will take them up on that because I definitely want to learn how to do this. And so we don't just combine the tracks and, and put it on out there. So, So back to normal. Well, sort of.
At least we have the quotes back.
But people do miss Safar.
Well, it's a good song.
It is a good song.
And it kind of makes it sound like we're like, you know, professionals.
No.
When we have, you know, music and stuff.
Look, we're just sitting in our basement.
I'm just saying, kind of makes us a little more legit with music.
Too legit?
To quit.
All right. Well, why don't you tell everybody what's in that bottle?
So we have a Titus. It's Titus Napa Valley Zinfandel, 2015.
Yep.
Sorry. It's a little far away, like making me look work for it. So it's a St. Helena, California. Awesome. We opened it
a couple of days ago,
and it's still amazing.
I actually think it's better.
No, you opened it yesterday.
No, it's been a couple of days.
I thought, because I had some last night, so.
Yeah, it's when I had to write an email for, which actually comes out, well, we're recording this Thursday night, so it comes out tomorrow. but it's an unbelievable bottle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Perfect timing, because Zinfandel and food off the grill.
Here we go.
Yummy.
Yes, you start cooking again.
Yeah, I can't wait to get on the grill, actually.
That would be nice.
And we have a grill bot now.
We do, so you don't even have to clean. You don't even have to clean anymore.
Yeah, how about that? All right, well, we might as well just jump right into the FMC Rewind and find out what's been going on with Views from the Couch.
So I took a few notes. I thought I took more, but I didn't. So there is, so we're in reunion time again. Feel like we were just here. Now, and Lyndall and I were talking about it. Like, we felt like the seasons this time around for my Real Housewives went really kind of fast. So, I don't know. But we're in the Real Housewives Atlanta reunion. And, like, those women, I'm sorry, they're mean. They're just nasty to each other. Like, why even spend, like, I don't care how much money you're getting paid. Like, you clearly hate everyone sitting on that stage with you. Why
do they,
even
or
bother?
Are they just really good actors?
They're not good actors. I mean, but they're just mean. I mean, the comments they were saying, I mean, they were racial comments. And oof. I mean, it was not pretty. Like, those women need to look at themselves and be like, wow, I'm ashamed. They need to be ashamed of themselves because it was horrible.
So do you know which of the Housewives shows gets the biggest rating?
Probably Atlanta.
Well, that
I don't know.
There's your answer on why they do it. Right?
Well, you know what? I don't know. Atlanta, maybe Beverly Hills. I'm not sure.
This is a project for you.
I have to look.
I have the Google, but I'm going to leave this as a project for you.
We can look it up.
My contention is that the worse that they are to each other, the better the ratings.
It is true, and that is true.
Because it's not stopping you from watching it,
right? It's just, but it makes me like feel like almost like I need to go take a shower afterwards because I don't like. It's like I'm perpetuating it by watching it, but I can't stop watching it.
Is it like a train wreck or Rachel Ray?
It's a train wreck. You have to watch it.
I feel like Rachel Ray's a train wreck that I can't stop watching either.
Yeah, I agree. So we're in Atlanta's reunion, and that just finished. That was the last one this past Sunday, and it was just horrible.
So, I mean, would you watch it, though, if they were just all nice to each
other? No, because, like...
So you're just telling me, like, it has to get... And, like, every
like New
season
Jersey,
has
like,
to get worse.
Like, New Jersey, this past season of New Jersey, was so boring because there was, like, barely any fighting. So, I mean, I get it. I watch it for the fighting, but, like... I don't know. There was something about this last reunion episode. It wasn't just fighting. Like, it was, like, slanderous ways of killing people. Like, some of these women have, like, they have their own companies. They
ways of killing people? What are you
like,
talking?
Killing
you
people's can't just... careers. Oh. Careers.
I was like, what are you talking about?
No. Like, they have, like, outside careers besides. Like, they've gotten it because of being on this show, right? Obviously, like, you know, probably some of the women's. But no, some of them. Well, I mean, Candy Burris was in Escape. Right, she's in Escape. Like, they just went back on tour. Like, she's one of the housewives. And
I don't know who that is.
Escape
or
oh,
Candy
come
Burris.
On. It's like a 90s girl. It was like the pre-Destiny Child group. I mean, that was like, no? Oh, so sad. Anyway, so these women have other careers.
I was listening to things like Dead Milkmen.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Because, you know. And, you know, the way that they're talking to each other is just... I mean, there's just no reason for it. Like, yeah, you want to have fights, have fights. That's fine. You want to, you know, like call, you know, it was just.
There are reasons for it. It's called ratings.
But it's, but there's got to be a, you have to look at yourself and be like, is it worth it?
Well,
there's a part
so,
of humanity, like a part of me is just like, come on.
I'm
like,
going to keep playing devil's advocate for you because the answer is yes. If you want to be on the show, it's worth it because you get paid. If you don't want to do it, guess what? There's
right,
somebody in line
right.
waiting to
choose.
Take your slot.
And actually, a lot of them just got fired from Atlanta. A lot, like, I think half the cast got fired. I don't for one reason or another. Like, so I don't know who's coming back next season from Atlanta. But
well, there's there that's manufactured
just,
drama too, right?
Yeah.
To say who's coming back and who's not. And
yeah. It was just, I don't know. There was just something about it. It it left a bad taste in my mouth. And even Linda was just like, this was just, it's unnecessary. It
so
just
you,
got too far.
Will you continue to watch it?
Yes, because it's, I mean.
So it's not too far. Because you're going to continue to watch
I
it.
I know. I feel bad. That's why I say I have to go take a shower afterwards. But this was the worst it's ever been. Like, it's never been that bad.
My guess is that they'll have a season that's tamped down a little bit. And then it'll be even worse than this one.
Yeah.
Because they'll have to figure out. How to make,
yeah.
I mean, it's got to get it,
yeah.
get that way, right?
So
that's just kind of the way these things work. It has become more and more extreme.
But then,
extreme!
Yeah. Then, so, you know, I had my Atlantas and then Beverly Hills and that reunion's going on as well. And, that's fine. They always bring up old crap. And one of the women on there, like, she just, I think she just doesn't, she has something wrong. I'm not sure what's going on with her brain because she doesn't remember what she says 5 seconds ago, and she talks people in circles to get you confused, so then you don't know. And like, I think she does it on purpose. It's like almost takes a talent to do it. I mean,
she should be a politician.
She should. But then I was on the Facebook and I saw an ad or an article come through for a wine marathon in southern France.
Yeah, there's other wine marathons.
I know, but Southern France, I mean, come on.
I
was thinking, like, if you're ever going to get me to do a marathon, I'll do a wine one. You get to drink along, and there's food. Like, they talk about how...
While you're running. Yeah, no. That's not a marathon, then.
It is, because you do 24, or 23, what is it? No, hold on.
Do you know this?
26.2.
There you go.
26.2 miles. You do the 26.2 miles. And you run it or walk it or whatever. But there's like wine stations along the way. And then there's food stations along the way. Instead of water stations, wine stations.
That sounds more like an ultra marathon. Ultra marathons are kind of known. Ultra marathons, anything really over 26.2 miles. But
yeah.
They're known for their aid stations having a lot of food. And sometimes there's drinking.
From what I saw,
actually,
like these are like famous chefs that come out and like, you know.
Oh, well.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like.
So it's not exactly a PR race, but. You can mosey from
yes.
one station to the next.
I was thinking, I'm like, this is, if you ever want me to do a marathon, I think this is it. The wine marathon in South of France.
We are going to need.
A, it's in South of France, and B, there's wine and food.
We are going to need a lot more patrons for that. Maybe if we podcast about it.
There you go.
To our dozens of listeners, they'll let us come over.
Exactly. I'll get back to them.
And dozens make sense. We have 24 reviews.
Yeah, dozens.
So
dozens
that's
at.
Dozens.
So, yeah. So, I saw that, and I thought that would be interesting. I'm like, oh, that's fun.
There are a couple of wine country marathons that I'd love to do.
Do they drink?
Well, after. I mean, so I want to actually run
during.
The marathon. That sounds miserable to me.
It's like It's not like they're like showing like they're a little small, like, you know, taster size, like smaller than taster size glasses of wine that they're giving. Yes. And stuff. Oh, but the food wine. Looks, yeah, but the food looks like really good.
Well, the, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But if, I mean, you're not running that. You're walking it.
Well, people, they showed people running.
Well, I'm sure some fools run. I'm saying we would be walking. That's all I'm saying.
I bet we could get Jen and Boone to do that one.
They would walk hand in hand.
Yep.
For that one. The one that I want to really do in the United States, I think it's called the Wineglass Marathon in the Finger Lakes region of New York. I really want to do that. But that's running. Oh. I mean, we would eat and drink after.
Yeah. No, I hear that that happens.
But I'm going to do that regardless of what I'm.
Oh, so we were talking last time about the party, the marathon, the party for the marathon.
Oh, that's
right?
A thing.
So this episode of New York, Real Housewives of New York, was the party for Carol for the marathon that Ramona threw her. Yeah, it really wasn't. It was more of a afterthought. Like, Carol's on, like, she's doing her interview. She's like, you know, I appreciate it because she got me a cake. But there was nothing about this party that said, yay, you ran a marathon. There was no, like, running decor. There was, you know, like, nobody she knew. It was all, like, you know, the host's friends and stuff. So it was pretty funny. But so, yeah, you said that someone actually said it is a thing.
Yeah, Sarah, Professor Badass, told me that these are a thing.
That's, and it's not for just for rich people?
No.
Because that was the thought, too.
No.
So, yeah.
That's.
I think, but is it a thing for half marathon? Do I need to throw you a party after this weekend?
We are going to throw a party. We're going to go to Timponi's and Champagne.
It's just you, me, and Michaela.
That's right.
Whoop it up.
Hey, look, I have never been to Timponi's, and you know how much, I mean, Mike worked there.
Yeah.
My buddy Mike worked there, and how much he loves that place.
Right.
So I cannot wait to eat. I'm going to eat carbohydrates that night.
Well, it's Italian. It's kind of hard.
I'm just telling you now.
Well, you're going to be replenishing, so you'll need to.
Sure, sure. Whatever excuse I got to use,
there you go.
I'm going for it.
So.
But yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so yeah. So that's the views. I thought.
How are your steps going?
So that's the views from the couch.
So I was thinking about this earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm not helping at all. Like, I'm not. I mean, you take the kid to school back and forth every day.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm not helping. So if I took Michaela to school.
Yeah.
Like
that would give me some time.
3 days
morning.
A week. Would you occupy that time with a walk?
Laying in the couch?
Or would you just do more work?
Oh, I hope not more work. That just sounds horrible.
Well, that's what you do now, though.
I know.
If you have extra time, you pretty much work.
I work. It is. Well, it's, I mean, it's just the nature of my job at this point of year, right?
But so if I gave you that half hour to 40 minutes, because it's about a half hour to 40 minutes, give or take.
It is. It depends.
But if I gave you that, would you?
That would probably, you know, help me and get me.
All right. Well, then I'm on it. Starting next week, I'm on it.
Oh, boy. Oh. You know, there's a part of me, though, too, that's like I miss that time with her, too. So I'm selfish. Like, as much as I, like, you know, like give you a hard time about, you know, me doing it, it's like,
you don't give me a hard time, and I'll do it.
Yeah,
it's not like I complain about doing
it. No, you don't complain.
I'm happy to do it, but you like doing it.
It's hard for, it's, you know, it's part of me. But I mean, if it gets, you know, gives me a little more time in the morning, I'm all for it. To like not work though, I don't want to work.
Right. I like still get out of bed.
Oh,
like I'm really hoping that you take the time to get a few steps in.
Oh,
like I still would
bed to the bathroom and then back to the bed.
Look, you could. I'm not going to force you to do anything.
Well,
right?
No, you can't do that. We know that doesn't work.
You can get as motivated or unmotivated as you want.
Yeah.
I just think it would be great if, you know, there was something, and if I can help facilitate it, then I'm going to do it.
You helping out a little bit more would be definitely will help it. For sure.
I cannot wait to see how this goes.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Well, I think I'll be fine in terms of taking her. That's not a big deal. I can
but
do that 3 days a week.
But are you going to get her dressed too?
She gets herself dressed. And I've been doing that half the time
anyway. You've been helping with that. You've been while I've been in the shower. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she gets herself dressed now, sort of. It's really cute. I mean, I'll do her hair. It's just not good. It's not that part that's the issue. I'm talking,
right.
I mean, it's
no,
the
know,
half an hour in between.
In between.
Like, that her getting done with that and you getting back from
yes.
taking her to the
right.
to the school. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I know.
So, I mean.
All right. Let's give it a try. See what happens.
I do spend time with my child. Don't.
Yes, you do.
That's not. Let's make sure that the listeners aren't thinking that I'm like some sort of abandoned 1950s dad.
I didn't say you didn't.
Well, it could be interpreted by the way that you were phrasing. That's. I just want to make it clear. You know, I'm here.
You are.
All right. So I'm gonna get going on that to try to help facilitate you having the time.
That
to
would
do
be
that.
Nice. Yeah.
Because that way. It's not just, you know, couch to the kitchen.
Well, which is what it is like. Yes.
All right. So.
So you have a race.
I have a race in 2 days.
2 days.
So I'm having a sip of wine, but not much.
Yeah.
At all. So I'm in the taper. I had a race last weekend. Also, yep. I did a 10K and I think I peed. What happened there? Siri?
Yeah, Siri was trying to talk.
Oh, hi, Siri. I had a PR at the, I think it was a PR. If it wasn't, it was darn close.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't looked. But at the Morton Arboretum, the Champion of Trees
Champion
10K.
Trees.
The only thing I don't like about that race is no bling, no medal. They only give you a shirt.
Yeah.
I'm not real happy about that.
Well, even the, when we did the 5K, you don't get anything.
No,
either.
Enough. That's okay. I mean. But I kind of want some bling. I'm only going to do races with medals from now on.
Yeah, from now on. That's a requirement.
That's the requirement. Actually, I don't think that the Darien Dash has one either.
Only because you got an age group placement. That's right.
So I don't think that and I won't get an age group in the 5K. So I don't think they have one either. So I'm going to do two races with no bling.
Ugh.
That's it. Done with races with no bling.
You want me to make you one?
Sure. Go out and find like a piece of wood and
exactly.
carve it.
Exactly.
So I'm in the taper and I did this race and I did it probably a little fast. Andy, you know, let me know it was a little fast, but he let it go because it was a race.
Yeah.
And we did talk about goals for the half marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And my PR currently is 2:42 and change from 12 years ago. In Arizona at the Rock and Roll, and I want to beat that as like my C goal.
Right.
My B goal is sub 2:35, 2 hours, 35 minutes. And my A goal is under 2 hours and 30 minutes. So I think I've got a really good shot at the A goal. My training has gone well. My speed is definitely there. And weather looks fantastic for a race. It's going to be like
unless
40.
You're watching.
Well, it's going to be in the 40s, right?
Yeah.
So about 42, it looks like as of right now, about 42 when my race would go, well, my wave would go.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I'm, you know, with my pace, I'm in the back.
Yeah.
So I've got to wait a half an hour before I can start really.
Right.
So I think the race gets underway somewhere around 7:30 and I'll probably launch just before 8 or right
yeah.
around 8. So my goal really is to be somewhere, you know, under 11:25 per mile. And I feel really, really good about that. And I might be faster. I might be slower. Who knows? You don't know until race day, but the weather
right.
is perfect. I don't think it's going to get any warmer than 48 while I'm out there. So for me, that's perfect running
yeah.
weather. I, you know, low to upper 40s is awesome. So I'll probably have to have some layers on that I shed either right before starting or
right soon after,
you know, soon after, because I'll have to have a hat on to
yeah.
keep the ears warm, but I want my trucker hat. So I don't know. We'll have to see what I've looked at the course briefly. We'll have to see where you're going to meet me for that first one. And we might have to have an exchange of hats.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I don't think I'll keep it on for very long. I'll get hot.
Yeah, probably not. I wouldn't think so. You're usually, you've worn hats for entire races, but that's when it's like what's really cold. So.
Yeah, well, even in the Shamrock Shuffle, that had that huge breeze
it
and
was
it was
the
cold,
wind.
I took the hat off for a while.
Oh, right, yeah.
I just put it back on.
Well, I think I usually try and meet you around mile 3.
Yeah, and my guess is I'd be carrying my hat for about a mile or two at that point because about a mile, mile and a half, 2 miles at the most in, it's going to feel like it's 60 degrees to me.
Yeah. I just have to look. I got to look at the schedule because it looks like I'll be able to like drive the perimeter for the most part.
It kind of like
goes
that.
In a loop in that respect. So I'll drop you off. I'll have to get Michaela some donuts or something. Like she'll need breakfast because I probably won't give her. She won't want breakfast in time. Like. To get you to the race. Well, like, it'll be too early.
And you can drop me off and leave right, and come exactly. back. And, you know, you wouldn't have to be back for over an hour.
Right, exactly. I mean, so that's why, like, if we do, you know, if I do mile three, that's 30 minutes into your race, give or take.
And you'll have dropped me off 45 minutes prior to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just need to look at the... I just got to map out. But usually, I think I can hit you at a couple places.
I think so too. It looks
final.
Like it's.
I just want to get you. I want to make sure
it goes into some neighborhoods and stuff.
Right,
so
and that's usually perfect for yeah. like stopping and getting out.
There's even one part that looks like a cul-de-sac. So I mean, it's like it goes in and around and then. Down.
Oh, that's always nice because then you're able to get you on both sides when you just have to cross the street and get you going.
Yeah. So and this time I'm not stopping. Like I'm actually gonna run this one. Right. I'm going for a PR. I'm going to enjoy it, but yeah. like I want to race. This is the first year I've ever really raced, mm-hmm. and I had fun doing that at the Shamrock Shuffle, and I did some of that at the Bunny Rock, but I didn't race the whole thing, and yeah. I wouldn't take that back. I had a lot of fun running with Monica at the beginning of that.
Yeah.
So I would definitely think that that's going on. And it's a big race weekend for FMC listeners.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I know, you know, I'm going to mention two for sure. I know there's others, but two of them get automatic PRs because it's the first time that they're running that distance.
Nice.
So we've got Derek doing a half marathon on Sunday. And we've got James doing a full marathon, his first full marathon.
Wow.
And James will be a guest, and Derek probably will be too. I'd love to have them both on the show. James and I have been talking about it, and we're looking at maybe even next week recording because he's got a great, great story.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, both of them will get PRs. They're going to have fun. You know, Derek has gotten fast.
Okay.
He's gotten really fast.
That's cool.
James is pretty quick, too. So it'll be interesting to see how they do it. And also, our friend John Harris has the St. Anthony's triathlon
this
weekend. Yep. So a lot of race tracking will be going on. Although I can't track James, but I've already signed up to track Derek, and I've got the info saved to track John. So it'll be a lot going on top of my own racing.
I know. I have to get you tracked up. Too.
Yeah, I mean, if any listeners are interested in slowly watching me, you know, make my way through this course.
Michaela says you go very fast.
Well, you know, it's all relative. I'm not saying that I'm slow at all because I'm fast relative to what I was, right?
Right.
And I think I'm doing pretty good. So, but you can go to the Fat Man Chronicles Facebook page and I posted on there and I'll link it in the show notes to how you can track it.
Yeah.
Track it good.
And I'll be posting pictures and status updates as you go along too. I usually
my half smile.
I usually do that.
And I think I'm gonna go with the lime green.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
FMC shirt.
Yeah, you gotta.
I like the gray one with the big logo on the front.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the green.
But you're going to have your number over it, so you really won't be able to see.
On the bottom half, yeah.
Yeah.
But the green one, it's the, you know, the
Be Better. But that's
for
the,
it is on the front, yeah.
And it's a
little. Oh, yeah, it won't
be
covered at all. I just used the same shirt for the for the 10K that I just did. So I think that'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We're going down tomorrow, pick up Michaela. Hopefully she'll nap on the way down.
Yeah, I got to pick out my podcast to listen to.
Yeah, because I'll be working, so I won't be paying attention.
And I got to pick out my podcast for the race.
Yeah.
So I've got some stuff queued up to listen to for the ride down. I just binged The Habitat.
Don't we have like the Marvel ones?
Yeah, the Business
DC.
Wars.
Yeah, DC
Business
versus
Wars.
Marvel.
We'll listen to that. That's exactly what we'll listen to on the way down. And I've got but I just listened to The Habitat, which was great. It was it's another Gimlet Media production where they followed six people who go into a habitat that simulates Mars. And it was great.
That's cool.
Really good. And it's been a really good week for podcasts too. Over at Endurance for Everyone, John and Rob released an episode that they had recorded that they thought was going to be like episode 121, and life got in the way. They had to do it as episode 119. So it's a little confusing, but it's a really good episode just in terms of them talking about kind of where they're at in their journeys and bravery and stuff. It was really good.
That's cool.
And then the other one prompted something that I wanted to talk to you about tonight. Our friends, Daryl and Megan. Well, I think of them as friends because I listen to the podcast, right? It's so funny how that happens.
They think of you as stalkers.
Yeah, probably. But Daryl and who hosts So This Is Fitness, the episodes where he has his wife on, Megan, they're just great. I mean, they're always good episodes, but
right.
I just really enjoy the dichotomy that they bring, right?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me a little bit of us, but except that she exercises.
Oh, strange woman.
But their episode 84 was really interesting because it was kind of a review of Megan's struggles. So from a fitness standpoint, you know, she's doing well,
mm-hmm.
but she was training for a marathon and just not enjoying it.
Oh,
which I think you can relate to.
Because you're running.
Well, I think that she's trying to rediscover her love of running because at one point she did love running.
She should try the wine marathon. That might help.
It might. You know, so they kind of go through all that. And then they also start talking about dietary stuff, health. And,
mm-hmm.
and they do a lot of this, right? Because they lost a lot of weight. They're a little bit younger than you, quite a bit younger than me. And so it was interesting. But one of the things that got brought up is there's stuff at Megan's work for breakfast, and she brought up healthy alternatives and named Kind bars in there, right? And I had a visceral reaction to that, and I sent Daryl a note, right? And we kind of had a back and forth. And what I came to realize was, and his contention and his point was, and Megan's too, is that the Kind bars were a relatively good choice,
right?
Like relative to other things.
What
on
other
there.
Things she has? Kind is probably the better, you know, of the lesser of evils.
Right. And I think that she was comparing it to like other candy bars sitting there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
My contention is Kind is got a really good name and it's just another candy bar.
Right. Because it's got a whole bunch of sugar. It's like sugar and nuts, mostly.
It's like honey. So, I mean, so it's more natural
sugars.
It's
more natural sugars. Okay.
Versus added sugars or refined sugars.
Right.
So I think that is...
That's better.
Better. But, you know... It's still sugar.
Right.
And your body doesn't really know the difference.
Yeah.
Overall. From a health standpoint, it's probably better.
Yeah.
Like from a molecular level, if you, or whatever. But from a weight or insulin
right.
standpoint, it's the same.
It's still right? sugar. Mm-hmm.
However, we would also say that oatmeal isn't the best choice. But
because the grains for us.
Correct. But there's a lot of people who think it is.
Right.
And so I started thinking about them, you know, like this discussion that Daryl and I had, which... At some point, I'll do a podcast together, which I think will be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get to the same end, which is you just have to do better,
right?
Like you have to make good choices most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're right in the sense that you have to look at what's the lesser of the evils.
Right. Exactly.
At any
and
moment in time.
Yeah, that's all right? you can do is look at what's in front of you and choose what you feel will be better for you at that moment in time.
Right. I guess where I kind of didn't want people to think like, okay, a Kind bar isn't a candy bar. Like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a fact. It might be a nut based candy bar,
right.
but so is a Payday. Or the old Planters, you know, peanut ones
peanut
or
ones.
The Munch. I used to love those. They were like another, they were like Planters, like crispy peanuts and caramel.
I wasn't a big fan of Planters either.
Yeah, I liked all that stuff. And for us, we wouldn't even have that much of the peanuts, right? So, I mean, it's just, it's an interesting thing. And in the end, I'm not going to tell them not to eat it.
Well, no, it's not your place.
Or anybody else.
No.
Like, eat whatever you want. And this week, I've had a terrible week in terms of my choices.
Uh-huh.
At times.
Right.
And I was beating myself up about it. We had a part a birthday party for
the girls.
For the girls. Happy birthday, Michaela. Happy birthday, Lily.
Yes.
And Claire. But and it Claire. Wasn't her party.
Right.
And resisted dessert last night with Claire's dinner, thankfully. But I did have cake and ice cream twice right. this week.
Yeah.
And I
Whoa,
can't.
Oh, they're going to kick you out of the.
An SMG
an
club?
An SMG club.
Yeah.
You're going to get hate mail.
Right?
death threats.
Well, you know what? If I posted that in some of those groups, you would get hate mail. But
you get death threats.
the fact of the matter is, I haven't gained any weight.
Right.
I'm perfectly fine. Nothing. There's been no adverse effects. And it's not like I've been exercising a lot to try to burn any calories. Right. And you've proven, and I always point to you when people are like, oh, I've gained so much weight because I can't be active anymore. X, you know.
I am proof.
And I'm like, weight is
Exhibit
really lost.
A.
It's really lost in the kitchen. You look at my wife's.
I'm pretty lazy.
Well, I mean, under 4,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That probably is the average for the year, right? As of right now, you could
probably.
It could change,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But somewhere south of 4,000, definitely south of 5,000 steps
yeah.
a day. And so it's
but I'm not
like,
supposed to be at 5,000 yet. I got a few more days before I'm supposed to start to do 5,000.
You didn't do four, so you're fine if you just get to four. But
a couple days I did.
The point being that
right.
you lose weight in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's with your food choices. So
yeah.
I applaud Daryl and Megan for bringing up the struggles because it's real.
Struggle
I mean,
is real.
And the other thing that I would say, though, is that the older you get,
the harder
it becomes, and you may not be able to do it the same way.
Right.
So maybe you could have sugar when you were 25, but maybe you can't when you're 45. I think that that could be part of it too.
I'm sure it is.
For me and for many others out
right.
there, right?
Right. Not my father.
No. Well, we hate him. I mean, he just eats whatever, drinks whatever, and stays thin. But that's why we're all N equals one.
Right.
That's why when somebody says to me, you know, I've gotten messages lately, actually. Hey, I know that you don't eat sugar and grains, but what do you think about Weight Watchers? Well, I think that you should do Weight Watchers if you want to do it.
Right.
Well, is it a good program? Sure. It works for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Go
Not
for it.
Not me. Don't cheat. It's not going to work
if
you
do it like Gretchen does, which is basically don't follow the program. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Just because you tell yourself that's a cup and it's really like four, it doesn't help.
Or just because you say I'm on Weight Watchers doesn't like.
No, it doesn't.
Ooh, poof, you're on Weight Watchers.
I know. And even if you put like you only had 5 points for lunch.
If it was 50 points.
If it was 50, it makes no difference.
It makes no difference if you write down five.
No, it really doesn't.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works.
It is. So, you know, and I think, you know, my big thing on this, and it was a big back and forth with this listener, you know, because I said, look, save the money, do MyFitnessPal. There's
yeah.
really not much difference, right?
The only thing is that I think, well, I don't know. MyFitness has like a community aspect or something, doesn't
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely, it does. Sure. I mean, it's a social media network.
Yeah.
So you can make of it what you want. And that's what I said. I'm like, if you need the accountability, go to the meetings.
Right. Right.
You know,
and some people need that.
Some people do.
If I went to the meetings, I probably would have been, I wouldn't have cheated as nearly as much.
You just wouldn't have gone to the meetings.
Well, see, but I was doing it with Carla. So if Carla was going to the meetings and made me go with her, then I kind of have to go with her. Like, because we were doing it together. But we were doing it online. So, like, I totally lied to her about everything.
Yeah. So I don't, yeah. I mean, I don't understand what the meetings could have done at
well,
that
no,
point.
Well, no, but if I'd gone to the meetings, then I feel like you're in front of people. It's really hard to lie to people's faces like that, like on an
Well, when you weigh
different.
In there, like, somebody watches your
yeah,
scale.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, yeah, I don't need that.
Because I did that briefly, but it just wasn't for me.
No. But it works for people. It does work for some people, so.
100%. And. Yeah. You know, in the back and forth, they were like, well, there's all these 0 point foods. And I'm like, well, then just eat those foods.
Right.
Like, honestly, if you ate the 0 point foods, you'd be fine.
There you go.
Because I think it's like, you know, chicken breast.
Right, right. Which we had that night for dinner.
We did. It was so good. Ours was, of course, slathered in butter.
Butter and cream and wine.
But it was, Which I don't think would be 0 points for Weight Watchers.
No.
But it's just fine for the way we eat.
Yeah. Michaela's going to need her own breast, though, because I'm tired of sharing with her. She like almost
chicken
like a
chicken breast, right?
Chicken breast, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She's stealing our food.
She's stealing our food. And she had one asparagus, and she was so proud of herself for eating one piece of asparagus. She's like, Mommy, I ate it. I'm like, well, you like it? She's like, yeah, it's good. I'm like, well, eat more. She's like, no. I'll have chocolate.
Chocolate. Too
so
funny.
She's so cute. Anyways.
Well, she loves dessert. Well, she eats enough sugar for all three of us. So,
yes.
Although I ate plenty for myself this week.
I had one piece. Well, I don't know. I had two pieces. I had a piece of Portillo's lemon cake at the party, and then I had a small piece of Michaela's cake afterwards. What?
You just keep picking.
I know.
It's distracting.
Well, don't look at me.
When I don't look at you, I get in trouble for that.
Let's tell you.
So in the bottom line of this discussion was I started to ask myself, are there any universal truths to living healthy? Like in terms of what's healthy, is there any universal truth? And I was really struggling to come up with any.
What do you mean? Universal truth. What do
that's
you mean?
That everybody should live by.
Oh, nah. No, because everyone's different.
That's the point, right?
There is no. There's nothing.
I think that in general, though, that attitude, which I have, is a problem because the obesity rate continues to climb. So there's got to be something that's making that happen because it's consistent anywhere the Western diet, the United States diet,
I blame the internet.
Is picked up.
I blame Al Gore and his invention of the internet.
I don't know. Why would you stop bringing politics up? You can't do that. We are not a political show.
That was funny. Sorry.
15 years ago.
It was
you
still
missed,
funny.
You missed it.
Still funny. To this day, still funny. But I do blame, like, I mean, I think.
But the rise of the Western diet, though, the United States diet. Like,
right.
Now, in the places
but
where.
But kids aren't as active as they used to be. We see that in our own children.
But that's not where weight is lost.
But we also see, like, the rise of, like, trying to do more convenient foods. I mean, the fried foods, the processed foods, the.
Okay,
you know,
so are those universal truths? We should not eat fried foods. We should not eat processed foods.
I'm not going to tell anyone they should do anything personally. And I love me some fried food if it's fried the right way. So, I mean, frying in olive oil or frying in butter we found is fine, right?
Well, we're not really frying. We're not deep frying.
No, we're not deep frying. We could. Right? Ooh, deep fry in a vat of butter.
You can't because the butter will scorch. That's just it. Not high enough temperature.
But, I mean, I think it's just, you know, the ease of stuff that's, you know, and as parents, some, you know, we're, you know, please, there's been many times where I just don't feel like cooking. Guess what? McDonald's is on the way home. And that's what she gets. But our child is, you know, we're fortunate in the fact that she doesn't eat the French fries. She eats a hamburger and she eats the yogurt. So, but the yogurt has sugar in it. So.
She loves those apples, too.
Yeah, and she loves the apples, so.
I mean, I guess
that's the point. I don't think there is no universal truth.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I do think that processed foods overall are bad in general. That may not be bad for some 5% of the population or 10%,
right.
But if you look at a bell curve,
right.
That giant middle 80%, I think it's bad.
Yeah.
I think that added sugar overall in the amounts that we eat and drink are bad.
No.
So there's one. Like, I would argue that soda, Coke, everything's a Coke in some parts of the country. I would argue that universally, bad. That's what I would say.
Mm.
Does that mean that there's not some percentage of the population who can drink that with no repercussions? Sure. But when you're telling me you can't. John just told a story not too long ago on his podcast on Endurance for Everyone that, you know, somebody is talking to him about losing weight with a Diet Coke in their hand. And John and I both believe, and you believe too, that's going to trigger. If you have insulin resistance, it's going to trigger it.
Right.
It's not good.
Yeah.
All the other things that come with it in terms of Is it good for you from a molecular level? Is it cancer causing? I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I think there's some evidence, but our body doesn't know. So those of us who have insulin resistance, which I think is a growing part of the population, has to watch sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all forms of sugar. So, but that's not universal still. It might only be 60% of the population, or 70 or 80. Wow. Alexa's talking to us out of the blue, and we don't know why.
She can't get to the internet.
I'll have to see why not later.
She's upset with you.
She is upset. So anyway, but there's just been some really good stuff on that.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that are non-negotiable for me when it comes to even how we eat now. Like, mm-hmm. I'm still going to have a bite of dark chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, I had some tonight. It was good. Oh, I found, there was one I found in the grocery store. They had 99%.
Ooh.
But it was like brick. Like, you would have like shave off.
Mm.
So I didn't get it. It was also like $10 for like this, for like 6 ounces. Yeah. It was like super expensive.
We can look on the internet to see if we can get more than 90%.
But no, know. I mean, yeah, I love the 90% dark chocolate. I love it. A little bite, and I get one little square that's not even a serving per their little packaging.
Right.
And our wine too.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not going to give up wine either. So those are things that aren't going to go away, and everything else I'm going to try to do really well 90 or 95% of the time. And when I want to lose weight, I'll have to do 100%,
right,
or 99%.
Right.
But the wine will still be in there. And I lost weight.
Yep.
You lost weight having wine. We both have. So, you know, we just have to be smart about it and try different things. You can't be afraid to try things.
And it's also good to like mix it up a little bit too. And we found like the whole restarting your whole body thing, you know?
Yeah. Every once in a while, you know, after we gorge, and you know, you'll see like a little spike, but then you're able to lose again. And right. I don't know if that's true or not. I've eaten more carbohydrates this week just leading into the race to make sure that I've got a little bit extra. Is that right? I don't know.
But it works for you. So there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, and does it work for me from a physical level? No idea. But from a mental standpoint,
and that's important.
It definitely does work. So I'm going to continue to do it. And I want to continue to try new things.
Yeah.
I was actually talking to Rob about, he asked me, you know, basically if I was ready to try a triathlon.
Oh, gosh. But you don't swim.
Well, I said the swim's a problem.
Can you use a floaty?
So, you know, but it I might.
You should someday. Try the Woodridge. It has the mini, whatever those mini triathlon thingies.
Yeah, it's
the
really short. One,
like, it's not as long of a swimming and all that stuff. You should try that.
Well, my biggest...
Arwen does that. Our neighbor does it. Right. She's done it before.
Right. Well, I was telling Rob, like, even if the swimming wasn't a problem, and I probably could get through the ones in the pools, open water, it would take me a long time. It's the whole shirt off in public.
But they don't have, like, some of them wear, like, the full-on bodysuit thingy.
I don't know if you can do that in the pool.
I think you can. I think you can. I don't see why you're not. Those Olympic swimmers do it. Why can't you? I don't see why you wouldn't. I would think they would want to encourage you. Once they see the Italian hair, you know, back hair and stuff, they'd be like, please, sir, put on a full bodysuit.
What is wrong with you? Why would you say that? Did you mean chest hair?
Sorry. I meant your chest hair.
Wow. It's not like I'm a gorilla.
You call yourself that sometimes.
No, I call myself a Wookiee. But you're talking about Boone's hard nipples on the last episode. My back hair, do we get to pick on your physical appearance at any point?
No, we don't.
No? Okay.
We do not.
Maybe you should lay off others then.
There's nothing wrong with Boone's hard nipples. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what is wrong with you.
I'm tired.
I can tell you've been really bored with this whole conversation, so we should just wrap it up. You're not paying attention. You're yawning.
What are you talking about? I've been paying attention.
You jump in, talk about
you're the one that
my
says,
enormously hairy body.
I did not say enormously hairy. I just said they might, some men with their back hair. Yeah, they would probably want you to cover it up in a full bodysuit.
Nobody wants to see me shirt off. No one. And nobody wants to see me in a bodysuit either because I'm pretty lumpy.
You have like Spanx. It's like just, you know, and we can push it all up and make you like muscles. Right? You know, like with women, when you put the Spanx on, it can make you look like you have more boobs sometimes because it pushes upward.
Well, I don't want to look like I have more boobs. That's
but we can make it like maybe they have like the sculpting where it makes it like your pecs
like a
are
muscle
all,
shirt?
Yeah, like a muscle shirt.
I've got like six layers on underneath. Sir, why are you sinking even faster than we thought? Sir, why did it take you an hour to swim one lap?
Oh, sir, you need goodness. To stop doing the doggy paddle. You need to swim. It'd be funny. I think you should think about it. You can take. You should take lessons or something.
That's down the line. That's down the line. That's not a 2018 or 2019. I have other goals.
Yeah.
For that, and you know, I've got to prepay Andy for his coaching because I'm afraid that once we start talking, he'll want to fire me as a client.
I would, yeah.
So I feel like if I prepay him, I would
then
guilt
he's
him.
Stuck with you.
It would guilt him into having to do it for a while.
Yep.
Because once he hears all that I got planned, whoo.
He'd be like, my rate just went up.
Yeah. Oh, all
which
right.
Which we wouldn't blame him for.
We should probably wrap it up. We got to get to getting.
All right.
All right. All right, well, this has been episode 31 of the Fat Man Chronicles. You can find us on social media at Fat Man Stories all over the place. Go to the website, fatmanchronicles.com, and subscribe to get the, if I send a blog out ever again.
Yeah, I guess you will after this one. After this weekend, you'll do a blog.
For sure. And I've written like six that I haven't just finished.
You send. Do that sometimes.
I do. I just make a lot
start,
of drafts.
Yeah.
But the bigger thing is to go to your favorite podcast app or Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, Overcast, whatever, and subscribe. And while you're there, leave us a review. Don't judge it off this episode only because that one star would suck.
I bet people like the episode because the quotes are back.
Well, yeah, that's back. And Harry Beck Talk.
What more do you need?
It would not be a segment anymore. And if you really love us, go to Zazzle, ZAZZLE.com/Fatman Chronicles and pick yourself up some swag. The Be Better Today movement continues to rage on and people like the mugs.
Yeah, we need to get.
They like the shirts, hopefully the tech shirts mostly.
Yeah, hopefully Michaela's shirt will come soon. So.
No, I told you I screwed that up.
I know,
somehow
but you
didn't.
Ordered
no,
because oh,
I was waiting
it?
For the 25% off.
Yeah. Yeah
so I'll wait for the next big sale. It's always 15% off, but
right.
I'll wait for the big one.
Yeah.
And then we'll order up.
Yep.
But anyway, that's it. Thank you. Hopefully you're cheering me on
yes.
this Saturday. And be better today.